From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, August 19th. The city of Chico is trying again to exit the settlement agreement that details how often it can relocate unhoused residents sleeping in public areas. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
The city filed in federal court for what's known as Rule 60 relief last week. It allows a previous court ruling to be nullified if it was made in error or if the law around the case has changed. Chico attempted a similar filing last year, but it was denied by a federal judge. This time, the city has new arguments. It contends the settlement agreement should only apply to the individual unhoused plaintiffs, not all homeless people. Chico also claims the settlement blocks it from meeting state laws that require cities to manage public safety. It points to wildfire danger as one example, saying the agreement keeps it from clearing fuel in high-risk areas. Legal Services of Northern California is the law firm representing the plaintiffs. It issued a response statement saying the city would rather fight in court rather than, quote, working collaboratively to make the settlement agreement as successful as possible at addressing the needs of the unhoused and the broader community, unquote. The city's request will be heard by a federal judge in October. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And yesterday, California Democrats formally introduced legislation to establish a new congressional map and bypass the state's independent redistricting rules. The move comes as Republican lawmakers in Texas are expected to pass their own redistricting plan this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports the proposal would significantly alter the political landscape in the North State.
Right now, District 1, which is represented by Doug LaMalfa, covers all or portions of 10 counties stretching from the Oregon border down to Colusa County. Redding, Chico, and Yuba City are all in the 1st District, but if voters approve the newly drawn map in a special November election, that would change. Redding would become part of District 2, Yuba City part of District 4. And the new District 1 would instead cut from Santa Rosa through Chico to the Nevada border. It's a reconfiguration that would tilt the district toward Democrats, who would become the majority of registered voters. Democratic candidate Audrey Denny, who ran against LaMalfa in the last two elections, says if the proposed map is enacted, she will compete against him again in 2026. The new boundaries could also open the door for other Democratic contenders from areas like Mendocino or Sonoma counties, which would be folded into the district. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, Chico State President Steve Perez will launch the new semester with the 2025 Fall Convocation Address on Wednesday. Students, faculty, university staff, and community members are invited to attend the event at the Bell Memorial Union at 4 o'clock. A happy hour will follow on the Kendall Hall lawn. Perez's address will be live-streamed for those who are unable to attend. And just to note, Chico State owns NSPR's operating licenses. It does not have say over what our editorial team reports on. Also, a settlement could be near in CAP Radio's civil lawsuit against its former general manager, June Reyna. That's according to attorneys for both sides who spoke at a Yolo County Superior Court hearing on Monday. CAP Radio, which currently manages NSPR, sued Reyna in December, alleging he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from the NPR member station. During yesterday's court hearing, Reyna's attorney, Adam Ramirez, also acknowledged that a criminal investigation is ongoing into his client's actions, which CAP Radio has previously reported.
There is a parallel criminal investigation that I think all parties have acknowledged, and so we've been dancing around that in our negotiations, and actually our settlement negotiations have been very fruitful. I think we're just about at the point where we might be able to make a deal in the case.
Jonathan Shea, CAP Radio's attorney at the hearing, also said the sides are getting close to a settlement. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office last year confirmed to CAP Radio it was investigating Reyna in a criminal case, but would not provide further details. Sacramento is seeking at least $900,000 in damages against its former general manager in the civil case. Following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no CAP Radio corporate officials or news executive reviewed this story before it was broadcast. Additionally, more affordable housing is coming to Redding. The nonprofit FaithWorks Community Coalition will be constructing the units on land near City Hall. That's according to the Redding Record Searchlight. The paper reports that the complex will have 12 to 15 single-bed apartments, as well as spaces for life skills classes. Funding for the units comes in part from state grants intended to reduce and prevent homelessness. FaithWorks Community Coalition operates 4 other affordable housing sites in the city. And finally, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is set to launch in Shasta County next month. The initiative will provide free books to children in Shasta County. Parton launched the Imagination Library in 1995 for the children of her home county in East Tennessee. She wanted to nurture a love for reading in preschool children and their families within her county. The Shasta County program is a collaboration between First Five Shasta and the Shasta Library Foundation. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, August 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.